Also this evening, a portion of our exclusive interview with Farah Pandith, who is the senior advisor to the Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs at the U.S. State Department. A Kashmiri-born American, Ms. Pandith's work at the State Department is focused on Muslim communities in Europe and is responsible for policy oversight for integration, democracy, and Islam in the Bureau of European and Eurasian Affairs. She told Chris Altierier her position was created with a view to bridge building.
The creation of the position is, in fact, new. It is the only regional bureau at the Department of State that has a senior advisor to the Assistant Secretary that's completely focused on Muslim communities in Europe. The reason for that is because Ambassador Dan Fried, who has been part and parcel of European affairs for a very long period of time, was taking the long look at our relationship with Europe and really trying to understand it. Muslims in Europe comprise more than 20 million in Western Europe alone. Our ability, America's ability to engage with dialogue and build bridges of understanding requires us to find better and more robust programs with that minority community in Europe.
How can we bring our experience to help our friends and our allies work through these difficulties?
You absolutely have to be honest at all moments in time. And I do not at any point try to paint America as a perfect place. It isn't. We have very serious challenges. But we're a country that has evolved over time through very difficult situations. And on issues of immigration and race and prejudice and bigotry and diversity in the workplace, I mean, we got to where we are now, and we have a long way to go, but we got to where we are now through very painful circumstances. And if anything, what we have learned is that it's not government down. It's a partnership between government and grassroots that develops very strong communities. And I think that that's part of the answer.